welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me. This week, we have been looking on entering into the rest of God. There is therefore a rest to the people of God. And the Lord wants us not only to have rest, but peace in Christ. Let me share a passage of Scripture found in the 8th chapter of Romans. And Paul goes on to say, if there's ever a chapter that can allay doubt and worry and fear, it is this chapter. In verse 38, he says, "For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." And as we look at that, this is such a powerful chapter in our spiritual arsenal in terms of as far as the truth that it contains. And Paul is emphasizing that nothing will separate us from Christ's love. And one of the things I'll get to focus on is that phrase, "nor things present, nor things to come." And especially as it relates to what we've been sharing this week about the rest of God. He talks about things present and things to come. What does that mean? Well, things that happen in the present, in the stream that we call time, and then things to come refer to things, occurrences, events in the future, that which is yet ahead of us. But sometimes as we look at, he said things present. Well, if we look at our lives, sometimes things present become so absorbing, so distracting, that they can control us. They suck us dry, if you will, in demanding attention. Have you found that to be the case? The everyday things of our natural life has the potential, can rob us of the peace and the joy that we can experience in Christ. We become thing-possessed or happening-possessed instead of being centered on Christ, living His life through us. Praise God. That's what He wants, that we can be that branch attached to the vine to receive His life, strength, His life flow, the thing, His anointing, so we can be fulfilled in the things He's called us to do, to accomplish those things He's given us. These things sometimes of the natural realm control us. We don't control them. So the things present that Paul was talking about can be on top of us. They can weigh us down instead of we being on top of them. And Jesus put His finger on this potential danger when He said, "Take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the cares of life." That's Luke 21:34. So He's asking us, He's warning us to be watchful of two arenas, if you will. At the place of dissipation and drunkenness, well, maybe most Christians aren't tempted with that, but that in a sense, he's encompassing all the sins of the flesh, the things that we desire that may be in opposition to the Word and the will of God. And also, when he talks about the cares of this life, he's talking about the burdens of heart and mind and soul, the sins of our disposition, if you will. They both have the potential to weigh us down. And with these burdens of life, we tend to forget that until we get in such a place of exhaustion that Jesus has promised us something better. Sometimes the more we try to escape from life, and we do that by taking things that would distract us, the dissipation and drunkenness, if you will. For example, sleeping pills, if you are addicted to them, in the end, they can produce sleeplessness. It becomes sort of a losing game. You became weighed down with the very attempts to lift the weight and disillusionment of living. And it's especially as Christians, because in our heart, in our spirit, we know that we should not have to be living this way. He's promised us joy and peace and rest. And so what we see by this, what Jesus called dissipation and drunkenness, it's the pursuit of pleasure through escapism. And we certainly see that in the world. They use all manner of things to divert their attention, to distract them, whether it's the pleasures of the flesh, relationships, money, whatever it is, power, things that will help them to feel more in control. And they're attempting in this manner to escape from the cares of life. The Christian, on the other hand, may use a different method of escaping the cares of life. And it's easy to go down this road by being very self-disciplined, being very attentive to duty, the responsibilities. And we can appear and feel very religious, serving God, and that which holds us to duty, which of course is discipline. But what really occurs is we're caught up in ourselves rather than in Christ. And when that happens, the emotional effect of it is that we're care-filled or weighed down with burdens that God didn't want us to carry. We can be tense and anxious and strained and you're trying really, really hard. So things present are always present. They absorb time and attention and life energies. Jesus put this being weighed down with the cares of this life, it's interesting, in the same category as dissipation and drunkenness, or just using the lusts of the flesh to somehow dull the pain of affliction and problems and issues that we face in life. And the way that a committed Christian would turn, we just get overburdened with our responsibilities and our duties, and it's the sin of conscientiousness, if you will. So what are we going to do? How do we respond to that warning of Jesus? What's the remedy for both of them, being caught up in the lusts of the flesh or the cares of life, in terms of what seems to be quite a quote, a righteous way to handle it? In both cases, there's a consciousness of being in yourself. There's a sense of being restricted in time, of being very affected by the passage of time. And what we need to do is to step out of ourselves, if you can hear this, out of time, if you will, into Christ by self-surrender. And think of this, when you are in Christ, you are in eternal life. You're more conscious of eternal life than you are of temporal life. That doesn't mean, you know, we cannot be effective for the Lord. We're not so heavenly minded, we're knowably good. But things present are replaced by the one present. That's Christ. That's Jesus. So we don't run away from the things present. We simply relate to them as subordinate to the eternal reality of Jesus, the eternal promises that we have, the rest to the people of God, that He doesn't want us overwhelmed, overcome through the lusts of the flesh trying to escape, or through the cares of life trying to be super religious. There is a peace, there's a joy, there's a rest to the people of God. And so the things that we have to deal with will take their proper place, if you will. They're to be subordinated to Christ on the margin of life. You basically, through Jesus, have them in your control. They don't have you. So you use them they don't use you. You've been separated for your life by surrendering those burdens, those issues to Christ. And therefore, when you do that, they don't have any more power to separate you from Him. In Him, our values can become straight. Things, outer circumstances are just that, things. And we don't submit to things, afflictions, problems. We submit to Jesus. That's His desire for us. Praise God. And as we continue on in this mode of thought, I want to share with you, we're going to spend some time, we'll probably continue next week, on a very powerful promise that God gives to us in Romans 8:28. Let me share this from the Amplified. We are assured and know that God, being a partner in their labor, all things work together and are fitting into a plan for good to those who love God and are called according to His design and purpose. For those whom He foreknew, of whom He was aware and loved beforehand, He also destined from the beginning, or foreordaining them, if you will, to be molded. There's a plan God had, to be molded into the image of His Son and share inwardly His likeness. In other words, the very aspects of His soul, the fruit of the Spirit, that He might become the firstborn, this is speaking of Jesus, the firstborn among many brethren. And those whom He thus foreordained, He also called. And those who He called, He also justified, acquitted, made righteous, putting them into right standing with Him. And those whom He justified, He also glorified, raising them up to a heavenly dignity and condition or state of being. Well, that's a very powerful scripture, and we're going to be looking at that. We'll just continue next week. I want to thank you for joining me. And as always, if you have prayer needs, I invite you to write, share those needs. I will pray for you and send back whatever God gives to be a blessing to you. Thank you so much for joining me. I love you. Thank you for your prayer support. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.